every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle, kind of the throwback version now that we're doing our Recovery Idol thing. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, HA, SLA, SLAA, CRR, RMM, SOS, FWA, CSA, SWA, CSA is Compulsive Shoppers Anonymous. Or any of them there, guys. We don't speak for the Anons either.
We don't speak for ourselves either.
We don't speak for that TV show either, CSI.
CSI?
Yeah, we don't speak for them either.
We speak for LA now, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with Welcome Back, Shelley.
Well, you've just said my name, then I don't need to say it.
And Mark.
Welcome back to you, too, Mark.
My dreams are your ticket out.
That's awesome. I have a new... Shelly has achieved a program nickname. Welcome back, Shelly. Your dreams were your ticket out,
Shelly. She ain't doing it anymore. She said that was it.
Oh, I know, but we have a recording of it now. I can use it as much as I
plug it
damn
in.
Want.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Edit it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got 5,000 friends on Facebook almost. Sweet. So, Shelly.
What?
What do you want to talk about, banter-wise?
I don't know. Mark's talking to God over there.
Yeah, God's calling.
God calls Mark a lot.
Oh, well, you know, he has to find out what he should do.
No, that's true.
Not what Mark should do. God's asking Mark what he should do. That's why Mark has the humble trophy.
Well, you know, Mark used to be called the solution, so, you know.
It was my daughter who knew I was recording.
You used to could.
So...
Well, you hadn't chosen to tell him yet.
What?
That you were recording.
No, she knows we were recording, so if she called, it was probably something important.
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah, she knows we're here, she knows we're recording, and she called. That usually means...
Something's bad.
There's something she needed an answer to, like right now.
Oh. Okay.
She needed money.
That is important.
Absolutely it is. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Are you guys just going to come?
Well, you know what? I was started it out and then I said, let me see how he does. And he really didn't do that good, so I had to come in and finish.
But nobody finished. Okay. You guys only did three doo-doo-doots.
I was waiting for the humble trophy for that one.
I handed it over.
You guys only did three doo-doo-doots.
Okay.
Okay.
We did. We only did.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oops, okay. I missed one.
Speaking of suckage, let's see, where were we?
Speaking of suckage, what time are we going to bed tonight, Shai?
Wow.
In Sydney, a schoolgirl who spent 10 hours with what they thought was a bomb chained around her neck last Wednesday said she was very relieved that a man had been arrested over the bizarre incident.
That would be stressful. Like a month ago.
Well, this story says Wednesday.
That would be stressful.
A month ago, because this is actually an update to the story that we did a month ago.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So what is
At
the
any
update?
Rate, so they arrested the guy. The update
oh,
is that they arrested the guy. They
oh,
caught
good.
The guy.
Okay.
Madeline Pulver, the guy broke into their home. She's 18 years old and stuck a collar around her neck and told her it was a bomb.
Oh,
so,
I know what that was for. What else did he ask her to do?
Nothing.
Wow.
He left. He
Wasn't
he wanted money,
her,
actually.
Her father actually sat with her?
Yeah.
Holding it until the bomb squad came?
Yeah.
Dad's the hero of the week.
Month.
He wanted money. He said that he would take it off for money because I guess the guy is rich. But the guy that actually did this lives in the U.S. He's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
And they extradited him to this
Louisville,
week.
Kentucky.
They extradited him to Australia.
He's a booster for University of Louisville.
Yep.
Let's see.
They're trying to get money any way they can these days.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we haven't done this one because it just came. It was sent in to me by, I think, Robert.
Well, you would be the one that would know, Miss Broadcaster.
I know, but
the
story sounds familiar. And sometimes I pull up stories, and we don't always use them all on every show.
Did the last one sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was an update. I knew we'd done it before, but I couldn't figure out why it sounded so familiar.
That's what I'd say.
In Santa Ana, California, did we do the story about the actor from Austin Powers?
Mike Myers?
I know. I know what happened. The Asian guy, right?
Joseph Sun, 40 years old.
Dude.
He was actually sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
For what?
For a felony count of torture. He and another guy were involved in, they captured a young woman and gang raped her and pistol whipped her.
Kidnapped, raped, and tortured her.
Yeah.
What was the other guy's name?
His last name is Guyton. I'm trying to find the first name, but I don't see it. It just says Son and Guyton. Oh, no, there is Santiago Lopez Guyton, 40 years old.
I don't know.
She was walking her dog on Christmas Eve, and they abducted her.
During dinner?
Huh? She was walking her dog.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Walk. W-O-K.
You like stir fry?
And the funny thing was, she wasn't able to identify them.
Uh-huh.
Last year, it wasn't until Sun had pleaded guilty to felony vandalism and violated probation and he was required to provide a DNA sample that they matched the DNA sample that he had to provide them for the other crime to the DNA sample that they got from the evidence when they did the rape kit on her.
You know what would have been a better story? If she was sitting at home watching a rerun of Austin Powers.
So that's him.
Yeah. That's him.
Went, oh my God.
Yes, the character he played was...
we're a real sympathetic bunch tonight.
Let's see. I know, we are.
He was the one that was...
he played Random Task.
Yeah.
Instead of Odd Job?
Yeah. Odd Job. From
Austin Powers, Man
Finger.
Of Mystery.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Where were we? In Columbus, Ohio, woman not worthy of water.
In Seabus.
She is accused of raping her 10-month-old son, then videotaping it and sending it to her boyfriend in Michigan. Ashley Jessup, 24, was indicted on Tuesday on 2 counts of rape, 1 count of child endangerment, and 1 count of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor.
That's actually sickening.
That's kind of disgusting.
Put her in the cell with Odd Job.
Random task.
Random, yeah, put her in the cell with him.
Yeah, that'll take care of it. Let the punishment fit the crime.
I imagine that any penal system will take care of it.
Oh, yeah. She's going to go to jail somewhere. And some mother who, from some unfortunate choice on her part, is going to be in jail, you know, forever, you know, killing a abusive spouse or something, will never see her kids again, and this woman will get dumped in there and they'll just off her.
Probably. Okay, once again, a woman not worthy of water in Oceanside, California.
Just down the beach a ways.
Quite a ways.
About an hour.
Maria Natar, 44 years old.
I don't know her.
She is a patron at the Carlsbad Library.
Oh, boy, those library people.
The library started to notice a significant loss of books coupled with suspicious activity by this woman.
Now listen, Shelley's got two people not worth water in a row. One of them rapes her 10-month-old son. The other one steals books from the library.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that it's as bad.
She's not saying, she's just saying.
It's not as bad,
obviously. Okay. Stealing books is just not checking. As bad as raping your 10-month-old son. But she stole 2,000 books.
She wanted to open her own library.
Stole. 2,000 books?
She would go and, this is actually fairly common, you go to the library, you take a couple of books that you want to keep, you don't want to check out, you want to steal them, and you take a couple of books and you check them out. So then when you go through the sensor and it beeps, the people at the desk assume that they just didn't desensitize something and say, oh, you're fine, and then you go, and you've got the stolen books. Which is why now...
So anyone that wants to steal books from the library, Shelley has just told you the way to do it and get away with it.
That's funny because my local public library, when you check a book out, after they check it out, they actually go set it on the counter on the other side of the sensor.
Some libraries do that. Yeah. Some don't.
That's what they do at our local library, too.
No, they don't. You go through
the
door.
So you can steal books at the library you're at?
They've tried that. Now, every time it goes off, we take the books that they've checked out back from them, re-desensitize them, then make them walk through the sensors by themselves without the books.
You know what a dope fiend does? He walks through there with his bag with all the books in it, and when they say, wait, 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 give us those back, drops his bag on the other side of the sensors and then goes and hands them back the books. They scan him. He walks through. Everything's good. He picks up his bag and he walks out.
I walk out backwards. That way they think I'm coming in.
Yeah.
We had a guy once that...
I did that when I was a kid at the movie theaters one
time.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
We walked backwards into the movie theater. It was awesome.
We had a guy once that we were missing DVDs a lot because we used to keep the DVDs in the case out on the floor with just sensor tags on them. And suddenly DVDs were turning up missing. And we caught a guy walking through the sensor. And as he walked through, you have to be pretty coordinated to do this. As he walked through on the far side where we couldn't see very well, he would flip it on the back side of the sensor and catch it as he walked through.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
That's pretty smooth.
But I love
that.
That's
really
I love
tough.
That term because I hear it a lot.
What?
Turned up missing.
Oh, yeah. That's like a near hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Or a near... Was it a near hit?
Near miss.
Near miss.
Yeah, near miss means you hit.
Right. But they call it a near miss even though...
I nearly missed.
Yeah, it's a near miss. No, that means you hit it.
Let's see.
You've got mail.
Oh, don't even go there. In Amsterdam, Dutch prosecutors are charging a 42-year-old woman with stalking after she called her ex-boyfriend 65,000 times in 1 year.
That's a few.
65,000. They seized several cell phones and computers from her home. She claims that she was just having a normal relationship with him. He claims they have no relationship. And none of the calls were outgoing from his home.
So when would the guy change his number?
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
65,000 calls.
Women, I'm telling you.
I know a guy that sort of happened to.
Yeah.
He went out with the girl like a couple, three times. And
twice.
Like texting her like 7,000 times a day. And
Yeah,
kind of scary.
Okay, this is a good one. In Dulles, Spooky. At the Dulles International Airport, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers stopped a drug smuggler with 15 baggies of cocaine. Now, they found them because he was trying to import a box of gourmet clams. Oh. Because you're allowed to bring in foodstuffs from other places where you go and stuff like that. You know, they just run them through customs. He had put one baggie in each clam.
Wow. I never tried that recipe.
That's a hell of a linguine with clam sauce.
Yeah.
Well, you get halfway through, you go, I don't feel like eating anymore.
Steam those suckers with baking soda and you've got crack.
Wow.
Oh.
You open up, it's like a pearl. Yeah. You open up each clam,
yes!
There's a pearl in it.
You smoke it.
It occurs to me that maybe he's doing it wrong, because shouldn't you be smuggling the cocaine inside of blowfish?
Perfect.
I've been planning that one all day.
And it still worked.
Oh, I got it. Let's see. In Hartford, it doesn't take much to make me smile. In Hartford, Connecticut, a Connecticut man, talk about you want to get back at somebody, try this. A Connecticut man has been sentenced to probation for posting a bogus ad about an orgy. giving the address as the neighbor that he was feuding with.
Nice.
So people start showing up at this guy's house dressed very strangely. One of them even fondled the guy's teenage daughter's breast when she opened the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was not good.
My wife's in Hartford right now.
Is she throwing a party?
No, but I'll tell you a funny story. She's there in the hotel she's staying at. She's working like 14-hour days. The hotel she's staying at, there was a 7,000-person rave going on next door.
Oh, wow.
So the kids were running up and down the halls of the hotel.
All night. Oh, jeez.
At 3 in the morning. And
oh, I'm sure she enjoyed that.
She was just thrilled.
You'd think she's attached with the federal government. She'd just make a call. Hey.
Can you shut this down?
Can you shut this shit down over here? I'm trying to sleep.
Okay. Next story is from Homewood, and I've forgotten to check. Oh, Cook County, so that would be in Maine, Illinois.
Yeah, Homewood's Illinois. My mother was born there.
Is that next door to Peckerwood?
No, but my mother was actually born there.
Oh, cool. Your mom's name isn't Janet Hart, is it?
What did my mom do?
Are you serious?
No.
No, wait. That wouldn't be your mother's name. I know what your last name is. Never mind.
It was her maiden name.
At any rate, 63 years old. She was pronounced dead.
Yeah, she had me when she was 12.
She died of peritonitis after she...
That's an infection of the stomach lining.
Right, but she got the infection via other infections in her body after she injected her face with hot beef fat.
Trying to do collagen injection?
Yeah, trying to do a home collagen injection.
At 63?
Smart.
And it infected her face.
Get rid of the wrinkles.
And the infection traveled, and she got peritonitis and died.
That's disgusting.
Apparently, she's done this before. She's obsessed with injecting beef fat and things into her wrinkles. They said that when they picked her up...
I think it needs to be like an extremely purified version.
Yeah.
She wanted to look like Nancy Pelosi? What?
Well, they said when they picked up her body that her face had a very tight appearance and was not wrinkled. So...
Perfect. It was the swelling from the infection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
She was medium rare when they picked her up.
Yeah. But tasty. Some fava beans.
Let's see... Now, this one's kind of, I don't know if it's weird or sad or what. I'm not exactly sure what to say about this story.
We'll let you know.
In North Texas, this is in Grayson County, Texas, a North Texas daycare owner is accused of doping kids' milk in order to make them sleepy. So, it's nap time.
I mean, that's sad, but it's humorous as well.
She wants the kids to fall asleep, so what she did was she dissolved over-the-counter Benadryl into their milk to make them go to sleep. So, she wasn't giving them, like, heroin or anything like that.
That's okay, isn't it?
No, it's not okay. You can't dope kids up without telling their parents.
Maybe she told their parents. I'm going to dope your kids up. Okay, we do it at home.
If she had told their parents, she wouldn't be facing 2 years in jail and fines up to $10,000 for each count.
Rum always worked best.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know lots of people that would rub, Jack Daniels on their kids' gums.
When they were teething.
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to rub it on and not give them a shot?
Yeah.
No, you're just supposed to... You're supposed to put a little bit on your finger and rub it on their gums. My parents used to give us a teaspoon of NyQuil on Christmas Eve to make us go to sleep.
Wow.
Did you have a new sibling born every September?
So how did that work there, Shelly?
Well, I can only remember it happening a couple of times, but...
I mean, no, but I'm wondering, we could do a study if that turns people into alcoholics.
I don't know.
Adding milk to their rum?
Shelly's an alcoholic.
Yeah, I don't really remember it working that well. I was always up half the night anyway because I couldn't sleep, so
she
was too
excited. I don't remember it working that well. Of course, I was passed out.
Yeah. I had a shot of milk to their...
It's like when I asked her how Dilaudid was.
I don't know.
And she was in the hospital with pancreatitis. I said,
Nobody knows how was
Dilaudid? And she goes, I don't know. Nobody I don't remember.
Knows.
I'm like, oh, it must have been good.
Let's see. We've got one more that's I want to do.
Go, Shelly, go.
Okay, worst first date ever. 23-year-old woman in Wales, in the UK, went on a first date recently and was forced to serve as the getaway driver after her date robbed his bookie at knife point. The two had met on his Facebook page. So the lesson is, don't date anybody on Facebook.
Dumb Facebook criminal of the week?
Yes. But isn't that like the worst first date ever? You go out... Oh, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Well, I just want to go see my bookie really quick.
No, I'm just going to stop by my friend's house.
Yeah. I mean, geez. And then she had to be the getaway car driver. Of course, obviously he got caught, so.
Was he dressed like Gumby?
Yeah.
And was she dressed like Pokey? I don't know. It doesn't say.
I still want to know how Pokey got his name.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
It's better when we both do it.
It is. We're better together.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
So.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Excused.
We're back.
I can't believe you just did that on the air.
I didn't mean to. It just happened.
I'm not editing
it
out.
You know what? If we were in Japan, that would have been me, you know, being mindful of the dinner I had.
You mean complimenting the chef?
Yes. Burpee. Yeah. So all you in Japan, you're welcome.
I thought that was a Korean thing.
I don't know.
It smelled like Irish cider.
Oh.
Must be a Vietnamese thing.
Isn't that like the second or third cooked dog joke that you made?
A Thousand and One Ways. So what? You know what? When
you
I wrote the book, when I wrote the book,
can't ever
a thousand,
make too few of those.
When I wrote the book, A Thousand and One Ways to Walk Your Dog, I invited Petta to the book signing.
Okay, stop with the bad Chuck Norris and
no, that was
differences.
Me. So Shelley, what's our topic?
I know I had a topic. It's around here somewhere.
It probably sucked.
Oh, that's right. Things. Yes, it did suck, actually, as a matter of fact. Things that suck, why they suck, and how we fixed them or didn't fix them.
And how we suck them.
Or alternately, you can talk about things that are really cool, wonderful, how you got them, and how you almost lost them, possibly.
You know what I love in the readings for
so
CA?
Sort of like a controlled free skate.
The readings of CA where they talk about, you know, we've experienced many of the same horrors you have.
Horrors?
And I always thought it was, yeah, I've had many of the same horrors you have. You know, we're in Cocaine Anonymous. So, Shelley, what sucks?
Actually, I would go more from the other end of it as what's totally bitching, how I got it and how I almost lost it.
That's weird. So we're going to do a show on sucking, and we're going to start off with what's
okay,
totally
bitching.
Okay,
well, why don't bitching. You start then? You always want me to start. Why don't you start?
Terrorists suck.
Okay, why? And what are we going to do about it?
We're working on it right now.
The lady with the George W. Bush T-shirt on asks why terrorists suck.
Yeah,
he's got to, you know, talk about it.
Well, okay,
expound.
We're recording.
Expound, yes,
okay,
expound.
Listen, we're recording this on September 11th. It's not going to go up for a few days. You know, I spent a little while today watching a thing that was like the timeline of the thing, and they had all these interviews and people. Dude, it was tearful. I mean, and it just illustrated me the thing with the flight. What was it? 93. Which was the one?
Shanksville.
Yeah.
93.
Yeah, 93. Those guys were studs. You know, these guys are sitting there. They've got no weapons of any kind, and they're just gonna rush them. And I'm listening to the woman talks to her husband, and she says in the background, he goes, "Okay, honey, I gotta go." And he looks at everyone and says, "Let's roll," and they just go. And it's like, and I'm thinking, those guys are like the heroes of the millennium. I mean, these guys just go in there and just take control and cause the plane to crash before getting where it was going to go. And the bottom line is, to me, there's not a lot of things that suck worse than terrorism of any kind. I mean, this goes for, you know, there's been many terrorist acts over the years against many countries at many times. But you know what? That's something that just sucks. What are we doing about it? Well, actually, we're kind of doing a lot about it right now. And it's not like it's ever going to make it go away. But I'll tell you what, I feel significantly safer. You know, when it first happened, I couldn't have felt less safe, you know, walking around. It's like you never knew. I'd be like, man, they're going to do it at Disneyland. They're going to do this. You know, I mean, who knew? And now there is so much emphasis. You know, we bitch about NSA.
Yeah. TSA.
Or TSA, whatever. I don't think there's been any planes hijacked lately, you know.
I felt safer 3 years ago.
A what?
I felt safer 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Why three?
Oh, really?
Do the math. We're a non-political show.
Oh, you mean we had a different president?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll feel better again in a couple of years.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
I'll feel better again in about 15 months.
Maybe.
I actually had a very good friend of mine who was a staunch Democrat who looked at me the other day I would have never thought I would have heard, looked at me and said, I wish Hillary would have won. And I'm like, wow.
I wish Hillary would have won.
Well, the one thing you had to give Hillary, I don't think Hillary take a lot of smack. She just seems like, although she seemed to take a lot of smack from Bill, but I think that, I don't know, I for one wouldn't really want to piss Hillary off because she just seems like a vindictive person. It's like, if I was a terrorist, I'd be like, you don't want to be attacking. Don't be attacking when Hillary's there.
What kind of an accent was that?
Well, I was trying to go Afghani.
Yeah, didn't quite
it
make
didn't
it.
Work.
No. Well, you know.
Yeah, you kind of went.
So, Indian. Mark, what
yeah,
sucks?
Yeah, he sounded like the grape squishy guy.
Singleness of purpose.
Singleness of purpose sucks?
Yep.
I'd have to agree with that, too. Yep. I mean.
Singleness of purpose sucks. See, I didn't have to explain it.
I disagree.
Why? What do you think is so wonderful and rosy about singleness of purpose?
I think that for them,
you
it's
communist
worked,
bastard.
It's worked for a long time.
I know, but now it's not so much now.
That's great. You know
there's
what?
There's other programs that don't have
singleness of purpose. You know what else worked great for a long time? The Pony Express.
True.
Things for
now the postal service don't even work so well.
Yeah. Things work for a while, and then after a while, they're not
Everyone's
working so well.
Everyone's looking at me like I've grown a second head. I got the peanut gallery looking at me like, what the hell? I go to AA meetings, and I share as an alcoholic.
So do I.
And I share some drugs as it relates to my alcoholism, but other than that, I don't see any problem with it. If I want to share about drugs, which I really shouldn't be sharing about because I should be sharing about recovery.
You got 21 years.
But I could go to CA or NA or HA or PA or actually, does HA have singleness of purpose? Heroin Anonymous? Crystal Meth Anonymous, are they singleness of purpose?
I haven't heard of them
or
stop anybody.
Or do they
anybody?
Cover all drugs and they just happen?
I haven't heard of them stopping anybody from sharing because they shared about a different drug.
You know what I find weird, though? Like CA?
Yeah.
Cocaine Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Is not
now
drug
all
specific.
The new literatures are, we're not drug specific.
It's not.
Really? Then why are we called Cocaine Anonymous?
Because that's.
If we're non-drug specific, why does it have cocaine as the title? Why doesn't it just say Drugs Anonymous or something?
Because it says Cocaine Anonymous. Because acceptance is the key, Bruce.
Because back in...
Doesn't that sound rather specific, though? Doesn't that sound rather specific?
Because back in the day, late 70s, early 80s, or whenever it was that it started, 60s?
Mid-80s?
Was it that late, really?
What?
Yeah.
CA? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Late, very late 82.
Cocaine was a massively huge problem, much bigger than it is right now, and they couldn't talk about it in an AA.
They could have talked about it in NA.
Yeah,
not
but,
that I want to throw a fly in the ointment, but there was a narcotic program then.
Yeah, but the problem was they wanted
Narcotics Anonymous.
The problem was
which is
that,
really not drug specific.
The problem was that they knew that the big book worked.
Yeah,
so they wanted
clearly.
To use the big book, but yeah. They wanted a place that they could talk about cocaine.
And they were at AA meetings.
True.
So it seems like a perfect marriage to me. Create a place where you can talk about something else, but still use the program that you know works.
Cocaine,
okay.
Cocaine
so
users,
they did.
Cocaine users of Alcoholics Anonymous.
So they did.
Somebody's buzzing.
Bruce is
yeah,
buzzing.
Yeah, that's my daughter trying to call me, probably telling me she's going to be late.
Since she's supposed to be home right now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Go ahead, take it. We'll wait.
Oh, sure. Hello. We're in the middle of recording. Okay, and you know what? You whispering on your end of the phone isn't going to help here because no one here can hear you. All right, I'll see you in a while. Bye. You know what else sucks?
Daughters,
my daughter calling me in the middle
late.
Of the time when we're recording shows.
Daughters who are late?
Yeah.
Getting home. Daughters who are late really sucks.
Yeah. Okay, what else sucks, Sean?
I'm late.
What sucks?
I don't know.
Everything's pretty good to Shelly. She can't think of anything that sucks.
No, so that sucks is watching somebody that you love be sick and hurting and you know there's nothing you can do about it except for pray and look up jokes on the internet to cheer them up. And
that does suck.
It completely sucks and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. And it's really sucks is that, you know, you spend weeks not getting an answer about the surgery that might be able to help. That's incredibly frustrating. And there's really, I mean, that's a lesson in acceptance because you can't do anything and worrying about it isn't going to solve the problem. But it just, for some reason, feels wrong to be in acceptance about it because it's unacceptable.
But you have to accept something in order to be able to do something about it. You know, you can't, you know, child abuse sucks. But I have to accept the fact that it is, the fact that it happens, the fact that it exists. Because if I don't get into acceptance, I can't be part of the solution. Otherwise, I just sit there and stew about the fact that it sucks. I'm done now.
So aspects of the program suck.
Yes.
Now, when you brought up the talk, it was things that suck, why they suck, and what you can do about it, and was there anything else on that?
Yeah, things that are good, how it happened, and or how you almost lost it.
So what's good, Shelly?
My new job is going to be good. And I got it just because I
persevered. She's borrowing success.
I was going to say,
success. Well, hey, that's a change. Doesn't it make for a change?
Did you hear? What's good and how you almost lost it? My new job's going to be good. Oh, yeah? How'd you almost lose it?
Because I drank before a drug test.
You missed the second part, which was how you got it.
Okay. How you got it, and then how did you almost
lose
it?
So you don't want to hear about all I got it. You just want to hear about all the crappy crap.
No, I just we're wondering, how are you projecting on that you're almost going to lose it?
No,
you've even started working yet.
When I first applied, and the Gallup Circulation told me flat out that they'd already earmarked somebody to hire.
So you gave it away.
I still did all the footwork, though.
That's right.
Because I felt like I would not have been doing my job as my job was finding a job. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do all the footwork.
And Shelly and I talked about it. She's like, oh, my God, I don't want to do it. And I said, well, treat it like, you know, she said, what Shelly said is, you know what? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to do it. We talked about treating it like, you know, you're still getting the job. And Shelly goes, if nothing else, it'll give me the experience. And then when they have the next hiring pool, I will have done well in this one, and I'll maybe get something in the next one.
Perfect.
Right.
And hope beyond hope, they called her.
Yes.
How about you, Mark?
You know what else sucks?
What?
Coming back after the break at a meeting and having a third of the people not come back in the room.
That does suck.
Being in the middle of a speaker and having somebody get up repeatedly, walk in front of the speaker, go outside, wander over to the side and talk to somebody before he goes back to his seat. Oh, my God. Oh, about ready to smack him down.
That happened the other night.
Yeah. Last night. I was so close to just exerting my authority as a mother figure and just smacking him.
I wouldn't want to say it was one of your sponsees, but it might have been.
I would.
It might have been one of mine.
Oh, no, it was.
It was.
Small guy.
He ain't one of my sponsors.
Ah, well.
Oh, well.
The problem is, I love the guy to death. He's cute. Well, he's sweet.
I think he thinks.
He's going to be trying to pick up on you next. He thinks Shelly's just hot.
No, he doesn't.
I think he does. I think he thinks that he's one of my sponsors.
What else sucks,
Long
Shelly?
Long silence. Long silences suck. What else sucks?
The economy
sucks. That's been going on for a while. About 3 years.
We're all still here, aren't we?
Yeah, so we're all still here. I don't know. I can't really think of anything else that sucks. Well, my car sucks.
Car trouble sucks.
That's about the only thing that I can think of that really, really has to get fixed, like, soon, or my car's going to be full of water.
I'll tell you something.
Borrowing car trouble.
I'll tell you something that
really
sucks.
No, the trouble's already there. I'm trying to borrow the fixing.
Okay. I'll tell you something that really sucks. Have you ever had a tooth pulled? Mark?
No.
Shelly, have you ever had one pulled?
Wisdom teeth.
My wisdom teeth, yeah.
Okay. Me too. Did you smoke at that time?
Yeah, I smoked anyway.
Yeah.
I never got dry socket.
Let me tell you, dry socket sucks. I don't know if you've ever had dry socket.
No.
I got hit by a car once. Broke her windshield with my body, went 85 feet from where I got hit, almost lost my leg, and it did not hurt as bad as dry socket. From an old show host from years ago when the show first started, James, said, what is it, kidney stones.
Kidney stones. Oh, pancreatic stones hurt too.
Yeah, really bad.
I would rather give birth to big-headed 20-pound triplets with no anesthesia than ever have a stone go through my pancreas again. That was...
Wow. And if you've ever heard her talk about the fact she's only got one child, there's a reason for that, because she didn't even have one child again after that. Now she's talking about triplets with big heads.
Oh, the joys of childbirth.
Childbirth wouldn't have been that bad if it hadn't happened so fast. Connor came so fast, they didn't have time to give me anesthesia.
Oh, well, see, it was done before you knew it.
They gave me the drugs after he was born.
Ooh, wow.
Kind of nice. That's you cool. know what? If they give you... Oh, it's an epidural, though. It's like a local, right?
No, they knock me out.
No. I mean, when someone's going to have a baby, they give them an epidural.
Yes.
Because otherwise, wouldn't you be, like, doping up the baby, too? If you did something intravenous and
yeah,
knocked
no,
the baby the hell out.
They put it in through the spinal fluid.
They're like, hey, this baby's not crying. The baby's just sitting there, a big smile on his face.
Baby goes, yay. Hey, you're
crying. It's my birthday. Yay.
You ever notice that? Baby's like laying there, a nurse comes up. He's like, let me get that milk straight from the tap.
Hey.
You got any Cheetos?
So, Shelley, what would your final words on the topic of suckage
on
be?
This controlled car crash that we call a show? I don't know. You know, things suck. They just do. Sometimes they just suck, but they will never, ever, probably in my life. Not that I want to, you know, knock wood that nothing else happens, but it will probably not.
Trouble.
Yeah, not that I want to borrow trouble, but it probably but. Never suck as badly as things do in some third world countries, or as badly as things did for people in New York on 9/11, or as badly as kids that are being abused. And there's always something else.
Mark.
Yes.
Wake up now.
Suckage.
To quote Bill Murray from Meatballs, it just doesn't matter.
In Latin, nobis nihil denim refert. We use that in my college when they put us on social probation. We answered that by having a gigantic party of which they offered to all of us to move off campus.
Thank you for that.
We got all the rest of the fraternities to offer to move off campus as well, and they decided they didn't want to lose 700 people off campus.
Bruce.
Uh-huh.
That was an important contribution to the conversation, and it was something that needed to be said. But from now on, I think your contribution to the conversation should be silence.
See? See? She did that to me the other show. I'm telling you, she did a thing very, almost exactly like that the other day.
Do you know where that comes
Shelley
from?
Shelley 5, Bruce 1.
Do you know where that comes from? It comes from Red Dwarf. Remember the cat was saying something stupid and Crichton told him that?
Now listen to Shelley. Shelley who claims... Listen to this. Listen to this. Shelley that claims sobriety. Listen to her describe this. You remember when the cat was saying...
It's from a television show.
Yeah,
a
the
BBC
cat,
television show.
Next thing you're going to tell me, it was a cat talking to a robot or something.
Yes, it was.
Was he talking backwards?
There was one show when they talked backwards. Yes, there was.
The entire show
the
was
entire
backwards.
The entire show was backwards.
That
it was actually called
pretty
backwards.
Funny.
And it actually, the show won awards for the special effects.
It was actually, that was actually a classic show. So, my last words on suckage is Shelley sucks.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Look at her sponsor.
Whoa.
Hey! I have a great sponsor.
You got to tell her she needs to listen to the show now. She said she'd listen every time we mention her. She's all like, right. How come every time you mention me, you say I suck? I said, well, some things never change. Oh!
You only say that to get her to listen to the show.
Yeah, clearly. That's the only way we can get people to listen to the show, blackmail them.
That's right.
Shelley, who are our friends back east?
Well, nobody I know of anymore.
Yep.
Not after this show.
He's going to be sad to hear that.
Yeah.
That you're not his friend anymore.
He's a friend of mine, but not of the show.
That, he's going to say that
he's a friend of the show.
All right.
He listens to the
that
show.
That would be Bruce.
The other way.
White meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at
12stepgazette.com.
You can go to his fine publication by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner link, and it will take you to his page, and you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post eventually.
Sweet. How about friends online, Mark?
That would be in the rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go to intherooms.com, the sort of Facebook of recovery. You can put up a profile and enter the A of your choice.
With protection.
Yeah, he has protection. There are speaker tapes and chat rooms and all sorts of recovery-oriented materials.
Sweet.
And peoples. And you can go to Friends of Recovery 101, which is us.
Yeah.
And listen to the show while you surf the site.
Sweet. I'd also like to make a point that if you're on Facebook and you are a friend of ours on Facebook, we send you out a link to a new show. You can merely click the play button right on that link. And if you want to continue to surf around and do other stuff on Facebook, merely go up to the link that says profile or home, right click on it and choose open in a new tab. And you can continue to surf just like normal, and the show will continue to play in the background. And it works good for us for some reason. Apparently, embedded plays are worth a lot for us. Don't forget Recovery Idol. That's where you, if you play a musical instrument or have a band or something, or you sing, you can record a 30 to 60 second jingle. It has to have Recovery 101 in the title.
Has to.
Or not in the title, in the, yeah, it has to. It's got to say Recovery 101.
In the lyrics.
In the lyrics.
Kind of gets away from being a jingle if it doesn't mention what it's for. Because otherwise we could use the Cheers theme song.
That'd be cool.
Do you remember the Cheers theme song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, and I don't know if this is exactly true, but someone told me this once, that one of the guys associated with the show, a producer or something, was possibly in the program, and that he likened the bar to being much like a meeting. And that's why the song says, you want to go to a place where everyone knows your name.
Only with a beer.
Go to a place where everyone's problems are the same.
I remember them serving me a beer when I walked into a meeting.
Yeah, perfect. If you record one of those things, you want to send it to us, you can send it to one of our big email addresses, which is recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, and recoveryradio@hotmail.com. Did I do that? Yeah, recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
Well,
and if you'd like to join the crack staff, let's write the crack staff. You go out and score some crack. You go out and score some advertisers. That's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise with this fine, fine program, you can get in touch with us any way you want. We'll hook you up. Shelly?
Huh?
Who's Leo music by?
I don't know. I was just sitting there singing the Cheers theme in my head. 8 Days Clean, our band of the month.
Recovery band of the month. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Adios.
Good night.